I'm Phil Nee with sports. Dodgeville won 5-3 in 10 innings over Arena in Sunday League home talent baseball yesterday. It was a great game that saw Dodgeville jump to a 3-0 lead after three innings. Arena battled back with two runs in the fourth and another in the sixth to tie it at three. The game went to an extra inning, and per home talent league rules, a runner was placed at second base to start each half inning. Visiting Dodgeville scored when Taren Bachup doubled. He would later score on an RBI hit from Bo Levetko. Arena was able to get its runner to third base in the bottom of the 10th, but failed to score. Nate Jennings pitched the first six innings for Arena and struck out five while giving up six hits. Elijah Ault worked the last four innings and struck out seven while giving up four hits. Leighton Bowers worked five and a third innings, and Bo Levetko came on in relief and eventually got the win. Trey Schulte had two hits for Arena. The Aces fell to 1-5 in Sunday League play. They will travel to Ridgeway on Sunday for their next game. Dodgeville improved to 7-0 in Sunday League action after yesterday's 5-3 10-inning win. The Knights will play at Blanchardville Saturday afternoon at 4. In other action, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb got a win against Blanchardville 5-3, Argyle 2, Schulzburg Benton 1, Belleville 9-8 over Wyota. Verona topped Muscadet 16-0 in seven innings, and Hollandale over Ridgeway 9-2. In the northern section yesterday, Ashton over Middleton 2-1, Cross Plains 20, Casanova 7, Wanakee 7-6 over Mazamani. Wisconsin Dells at Plain was postponed by rain. In the east yesterday, Cottage Grove over Columbus 7-5, DeForest 7, Waterloo 6, Rio at Monona was postponed. Southeast action saw Albion beat Fort Atkinson 3-1, Jefferson over Footville 7-1, McFarland 3, Evansville 2, Utica beat Lake Mills 15-1, and Cambridge over Stoughton 7-2 the final score. Yesterday, the Viroqua American Legion picked up a win over Baraboo 6-5 and 13-3 as they scored the win in the doubleheader. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers rookie starter Tobias Myers kept his excellent June going by winning for the fourth time in the month 6-2 over San Diego. Myers was set up for the win by a five-run Milwaukee rally in the second. The victory ended hopes for a four-game sweep by the Padres. Myers allowed one run on five hits with three strikeouts and no walks in five innings of work. He talked about what's been going well for him.
Fastball execution has helped me a lot. I think you see a lot of the early contact on heaters up. I think that's going to be where I get most of my success there. I think I'm doing a pretty good job of not leaving pitches over the heart of the plate.
And Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about the team getting it going finally.
Yeah, we were just kind of like chipping away and relentless movement. That's kind of our offense, and we're capable of that. But guys kept coming up and putting it in play. That's, you know, gives you a chance.
Then he says the Brewers can get it done when they put it all together.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other. So while on paper we don't look like the best team in the world, we do pull things off like today, like come back against an extremely hot team that's swinging the bat well. Sure, they have some injuries, but they've got some people. And they got some people that are white hot.
The Brewers host Texas starting tonight with right-hander Freddy Peralta scheduled to start for Milwaukee. In other games from yesterday in the majors, the Phillies over the Diamondbacks 4-1, and the Braves beat the Yankees 3-1, Rays 3-1 over the Pirates, Red Sox 7, the Reds 4, and the Tigers over the White Sox 11-2, 6-4, Marlins beat the Mariners, and a win for the Guardians over the Blue Jays 6-5. Astros 8-1 over the Orioles, Cardinals 5, the Giants 3, and the Rangers beat the Royals 4-0. Nationals 2, Rockies 1, the Twins 3-0 over the Athletics, and last night the Mets beat the Cubs. Final score was 5-2. Noah Lyles locked down the first major step in his quest for an Olympic sprint double Sunday, coming from behind to win the 100 meters at the U.S. track trials in 9.83 seconds to qualify for that race in Paris. Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers are on the verge of pulling off one of the biggest comebacks in sports history. They can win the Stanley Cup in Game 7 of the final against the Florida Panthers tonight after falling behind 3-0 in the series and reeling off three consecutive victories. The previous time an NHL team with that deficit came all the way back to hoist the cup was the Toronto Maple Leafs way back in 1942. The Oilers are doing their best to block out the ramifications of this improbable rally by focusing on the final game of the season. Six people protesting climate change came out of the crowd and stormed the 18th green while the leaders were lining up their putts on the final hole of regulation at the Travelers Championship on Sunday. Scottie Scheffler and Tom Kim were down the stretch, and on the first playoff hole, it was Scottie winning the Travelers Championship on Sunday. He had to wait out the disruption to get it done. There's a lot of young talent on the Green Bay Packers roster. Supporting that, CBS Sports is listing five players as potential first-time Pro Bowlers. If quarterback Jordan Love can duplicate his performance over the final eight games last season and do it for 17 games in 2024, he will not only have a shot at the Pro Bowl, he would be in the discussion for the NFL MVP. The other Green Bay players getting a lot of preseason attention include defensive end Rashawn Gary, safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jaden Reed, and tight end Luke Musgrave. Each showed plenty of potential during last season's stretch run. While the Bucs try to get more athletic, they are reportedly exploring potential trades for veteran center Brook Lopez. Yahoo Sports is the latest to confirm that Milwaukee may want to play what is being called a more versatile style of defense in 24. The Bucks' inside defense has been nearly impenetrable for a few hundred games. The franchise wants to move away from that style that won an NBA title because it developed big holes after Drew Holiday was traded last season. Milwaukee wants to focus more on offense than defense without giving up on stopping the other team sometimes. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has added Sussex guard Aiden Knopp as a preferred walk-on. Knopp averaged 20 points per game last season while connecting on 40% of his three-pointers. He joins Daniel Freitag, forward Jack Robison, and Serbian frontcourt player Andreja Vukovic as members of the 24 freshman class. Knopp, junior guard Isaac Gard, and redshirt freshman Jack Janicki are all walk-ons who will be on the roster this winter. I'm Phil Nee with a look at Monday morning sports.